Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially.
Cinco de Mayo, a manufactured holiday for the beer companies. Nobody celebrates Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Jeez. Steve Starr is riding shotgun with us tonight. We were expecting Fritz Springmeier, and we hope that he can still make it. However, we have not connected with him yet. Fritz Springmeier, of course, is the author of the book Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and we have a lot to get into with him when we finally do connect. In the meantime, Steve, how was your day?
Very good. I'm having a late dinner. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody.
Is it something good? Is it something organic?
It is, man. I would only do that with the Bob Tuscan venue because, and for those of you that don't know, yes. Bob has a new look. Bob has a new look. We're going to have to change the fashion design of the Bob.
I have no idea what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, but I will tell you about my day.
The Bob Tuscan action figure will
no longer, idea what he's talking
will
about.
No longer have long hair, friends.
Steve, come on. What are you doing? Anyways, today I took the baby to the butterfly world. It's kind of like a butterfly theme park. I don't know how to describe it, but it's at the local museum. And he got a chance to explore and see the butterflies flying all around, and it was just beautiful. And as we're in this museum, all of a sudden we hear an announcement over the loudspeaker.
Attention museum patrons, please do not be alarmed. The police are running a drill in the parking garage outside. Again, do not be alarmed, this is just a drill. Police helicopters will be flying low to the ground. This is just a drill. Thank you for coming to the Florida Museum, and have a good day.
That's roughly how it sounded.
Well,
so anyways...
You have to be prepared, though, because the terrorists might want to steal butterflies and hijack them or do something.
Yes, Mr. Producer, it was a butterfly sanctuary. Thank you. That's the correct term for it. Anyways... So we're like, what the heck, man? Here we are trying to enjoy these butterflies. And there's a police state drill taking place right outside of the building. I'm not exaggerating. So long story short, I documented all of this, and I got a YouTube video for our listeners to see. So go to the YouTube channel. Subscribe if you haven't already to the YouTube channel. It's all linked up to BobTuscan.com, of course. But yeah, that was... kind of exciting and scary at the same time because we never know when these drills are going to go live. I had a talk with a few of the people there, and I said, I'm a little concerned about this drill. They said, really? Why? It's just the drill. And I said, yeah, but there was just a drill taking place on April 15th, 2012. Remember the Boston bombing? Yeah. There was just the drill going on.
And how about 7-7?
It was just the drill. And what about 9-11?
Yeah, just a drill.
Just a drill.
This is just a test. Mm-hmm.
You got to be concerned. Not to say that all of these drills go live, but some of them definitely do, at least the monumental ones. And furthermore, it is a show of force, a show of authority that they do this right in front of the general public, right in the daylight, right in front of our faces, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. We got a lot to get into news-wise, and we will do so, starting with a few headlines. Got a few good headlines at BobTuscan.com at the moment. I don't know if they're good headlines, but they're definitely interesting. You know this guy Netanyahu?
You've heard of him before. Bibi Netanyahu.
Bibi, yeah. Netanyahu has pushed to define Israel as a nation state of Jewish people only. This is all in the wake of Kerry saying that Israel is an apartheid state. Well, it is an apartheid state, and Netanyahu's recent commentary even furthers to clearly define it as such. The prime minister proposes rare changes to basic law in response to a constant and increasing assault on aspects of Israel's legitimacy. Well, maybe that's because, Bibi, your state is not legitimate at all. It's a criminal state, and yeah, so on and so forth. But this story really takes things into perspective. The so-called Jewish state, although it might aspire to be a Jewish supremacist state, and it is in so many respects, could care less about a certain class of Jewish people that live there, and have lived there for thousands of years prior to that invasion of the Ashkenazis that have taken over that piece of land. The Sephardic and the Semitic people, the Jewish people, if you will, the real Jewish people, that had lived there for thousands of years in peace, for the most part, with the Arabs, or now called Palestinians. There was no conflict, there was no supremacism, there was no war. But now these Ashkenazis, or Ashkenazis, I had a friend come over the other day, Steve, and said, you know, I think the word Nazis came from Ashkenazi. He was serious. He was really trying to make this more than just a play on words here. He was really trying to tell me and express to me that, you know, that's where Nazis come from, Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi, as I've known it be pronounced. Anyways, there you go, folks. Very interesting. We'll cover that a bit further in the show tonight, and we'll take calls on that. And I want to tell you also, here's a startling story that I thought might lead to some changes. 132 nations want out of the cabal banking system, Steve. And I'm going to tell you what some of those nations are and what cabal banking system they want to get out of at some point. Also, the U.S. Supreme Court declined new gun regulations challenge. Is this a victory, or is this just incremental steps to getting them the case that they can rule on that will take away our Second Amendment rights?
Very likely.
We'll consider that, and we'll continue to analyze whether or not that might be the case. Homeland Security, or as I like to call it, Homelam Security Department, cancels Blow Watch technology after spending $1 billion on the program. You know, you got to know when to quit, folks. And even though they sunk $1 billion into it, they canceled it. You know, at least it wasn't $2 billion, right? Secretary of Homelam Security, Jay Johnson, has decided to pull the plug on much heralded but very expensive and unsuccessful Generation 3 BioWatch technology. BioWatch, in case you don't know, is a national system that is supposed to guard against an attack with biological agents. We've been gearing up for this one, haven't we? The Generation 3 version was supposed to operate autonomously, save money and guard against a large-scale outdoor biological attack. But in 2013, listen to this, folks, the Department of Homeland Security revised its thinking on such attacks, saying they were more likely to be on a smaller yet still deadly scale. The BioWatch system is not able to consistently guard against such incidents. So the DHS has already spent $1.1 billion on the BioWatch and had told prospective contractors that it would spend up to $3.1 billion on the Generation 3 technology over the past 5 years, or over the next 5 years, says DHS spokesman S.Y. Lee. S.Y. Lee. I'm glad that you didn't spend $3.1 billion. But the $1.1 billion that you wasted, what did that really go towards?
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Yet the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Okay, Fritz Springmeier, I'm just being informed by my producer, will be coming on in the second hour of tonight's show, so stay tuned for that. We'll be bringing him on for a full 2 hours to talk about his research and his recent work that was presented at the Freer Mind Conference. If you missed that, well, we're going to give you an in-depth look at his research and his book, The Bloodlines of the Illuminati, but not just that, what he has uncovered beyond that since the publication of that piece that has now become quite famous amongst those who research the kind of thing that guys who listen to the Bob Tuscan Show are into. All right, but in the meantime, you got Steve, and I will take some calls on current events, on anything that strikes your fancy. Strikes your fancy?
Yeah.
Is that like a British saying or something? I don't know where the hell I came up with that from, Steve.
It could be. You know, Bob, following up on that story about Bibi Netanyahu, I don't know if you saw the link I sent you from Michael Schneider on May 4th. Israel wants to give Mount Zion and the Tomb of David to the Vatican. Okay, this is from Michael Schneider, right? Now, this sounds pretty absurd,
well,
I know.
Why would he want to do that, though? I thought it should only be a Jewish state. I'm confused.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point, isn't it? Very odd how this whole thing works. And, of course, we have told people about this before. Friends, this is not new. This goes back to 93 in Oslo, and we've been exposing this for a long, long time. These deals have been in effect for a long time. Exchanges and actually title deeds have been exchanged between the Israeli government and the Vatican over these holy sites. They want to make Jerusalem a holy city. Now, what's in it for the Jews? Well, it doesn't have to have anything to do with what's in it for Jews if you're talking about the Sabbatean Labor Party, because they don't give a damn about Jews. Obviously, they don't. I mean, these are the people who helped the Nazis round up the Jews in order to create the image and the presence of the Holocaust in order to create the nation of Israel later. It's not about the Jews, friends. These people are the most treasonous group of leaders. Look at what happened with Yitzhak Rabin. We've exposed this already. He was assassinated by his own party. All of this stuff has been going on. So the question is, what would make Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu want to hand over Mount Zion and the Tomb of David to the Vatican? One member of the Knesset has publicly stated that the chief Sephardic rabbi, who is Yitzhak Yosef, has informed him that Netanyahu has formally asked for permission to give the Tomb of David to the Roman Catholic Church. And there have been persistent rumors of secret negotiations between the Israeli government and the Vatican regarding Mount Zion and the Tomb of David for a long time, as we've said. So why would Netanyahu want to do such a thing? In any peace deal with the Palestinians, the Tomb of David and the Mount Zion complex should remain under Israeli control. So what is Netanyahu thinking? Of course, the Israeli government is formally denying that there's a secret deal in the works. Bob, this is a game changer. If the Jewish population in Israel said, we're risking our lives for this project you told us we have to believe in to find out you're selling our holy sites to the Vatican, what is going to happen there? And this is going to come out. It's been working all this time. This is a very big story, whether most people realize it or not. This could be the unraveling of that whole secret cabal of people who are the Sabbatean Labor Party there in Israel, Bob. This could be a game changer.
This is interesting, Steve, and I'm not sure that the bottom of the pyramid would be very pleased with that. You know, we got guys perhaps on the very tip of the pyramid here dealing with this sort of thing and making these connections with the hierarchy of the Vatican and so on and so forth. But I don't think your average AIPAC representative and neocon Zionist pig would be very happy with this, which is interesting. And it begs the question, are these idiots just as much pawns of a bigger picture here of a secret order, if you will? You know, we know that they're very much complicit in a number of different crimes against humanity and propaganda and mind control. But are they really aware of the true agenda, the true roots of where this is all headed and who's really behind the scenes with the ultimate power, or at least in their mind's power?
That's right. And it goes back a long, long time, Bob. This has been going on a long, long time with these folks.
Now, I'm not saying that that's what's at hand here.
Yeah.
But I think it's an interesting question. And, Steve, I know you tend to prescribe to that sort of
This is the research that we've been trying to uncover, or been actually very successful in uncovering for a long time. And this is now over 20 years old, this deal with Oslo that went down with Perez a long time ago. I mean, this thing has been on the way, and they're trying to keep it hidden and underground. But you're absolutely right, though, Bob. The people at the bottom of the pyramid have no idea what's going on at the top, and they're going to be outraged when they find out. Now, they're going to slip some of this information out, try to cover it up. And say, oh, it's not like that. And in the meantime, as you said before, the first part of the segment of the show, Bob, Bibi Netanyahu is calling for a Jewish race state, you know, and then there are questions and now and comments from John Kerry about it, an apartheid state, warning them, of course, that they can't do that. So, I mean, it's like a whole double play, a double speak situation here. Bibi Netanyahu, friends, works for the Council on Foreign Relations. He is not faithful to Judaism or to Israel, only the elite who are playing games with this whole volatile situation. He is not to be trusted, especially by people who think he's some sort of a conservative Jew. You know, that's absolutely not. But we know that Secretary of State John Kerry quietly presented a U.S. plan for Eastern Jerusalem that calls for an international administrative mandate to control holy sites in the area. This is what they're talking about, okay? And this is all happening behind the scenes. And as you said, Bob, the people who are in like AIPAC, the people who are working the kibbutzes and doing all this kind of work in Israel are going to be outraged when they find out their holy sites are being bargained and given to the Roman Catholic Church. That is going to be a major upset in Israel if it breaks open.
I'd love to get our listeners' perspective on this. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us. 800-313-9443. 43. I had an in-depth conversation with a friend who came by yesterday, an old truther friend. I hate to call him a truther, but an old friend who's at least on a similar wavelength. And we talked for a while about the nature of the Donald Sterling commentary and his comments specifically about the black Jews that they can't stand in Israel. And that was the real story there, and that really sheds light on the true nature of the bigotry and the radical supremacism that certain Jewish Zionists really do prescribe to. So I thought that was interesting.
Right.
And
well, it's interesting. The guy that's bringing all this information out of this story is the chief Sephardic rabbi, Bob. Okay, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
the chief Sephardic rabbi. That's an important distinction to make.
Yeah, Yitzhak Yosef. Okay, he's the one who's bringing all this out, and there's a lot of discussion and problems within the parties there because of these issues, like the Yemenis babies, the Ethiopians, Sephardics, and all this kind of stuff there too. So some of these other people who fit the category, as you mentioned before, of actually being Semites, being from the area, actually being genetically related to the ancient Judeans, are raising questions of this crew that's running things there right now. And that's getting ready to blow open, I believe.
Interesting. Steve, we'll take calls, as promised, in just a moment. 800-313-9443. Next hour, of course, Fritz Springmeier will be joining us.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepanic.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Okay, we're gonna have Fritz Springmeier on next hour, but until then we'll take some phone calls and talk about a number of different things. 800-313-9443 is how you can join us. That's 800-313-9443. 43. Let's take a phone call and speak to Fred now. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Stephen or Steve.
Hey, Fred.
I'm going to be short and careful of what I say. I'm not pro-Israel, but I am not anti-all-Jewish. I am not pro-Muslim or Islam, but I do not hate all Muslims. All right. Three things. For those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. On all Islamic Muslim holy sites, Mecca, Jerusalem, and the other one I can't remember, adjacent to these three holy sites, there is another church, number one. number two is that it's following, as prophecy says. When the beast stands in the holy place as God in the place of God, he has to have a place to stand. Now, you guys will have to figure it out on your own. And thank you, and have a good day. Bye.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Fred. I think Fred's talking about the rebuilding of the temple, Bob, which has been a goal of the whole plan with Israel for so many years. People want to rebuild the Temple of Solomon on that mountain. And now they're, you know, this story about one way of possibly accomplishing that would be to hand this territory over to an international, you know, body of some sort in order to allow the Jews their place of worship in Jerusalem. And, of course, you know, Fred mentioned three holy sites in Islam, and actually Jerusalem does not exist in the Quran. It's not, they really have no claim to that being a holy site, other than a dream that Muhammad had, where he supposedly went to some place which was assumed to be Jerusalem. So they have Islamabad in Pakistan and Mecca in Saudi Arabia. But Jerusalem really is not a holy site in any listing or any place in the Quran as far as a location goes. It's only there by reason of its association with the Old Testament, which a good portion of is rewritten and plagiarized and poorly rewritten by that matter and added to the Quran. So, I mean, the question is here, you know, it goes back many, many years where we talk about this old expression that's repeated so many times in the Old Testament. Oh, Israel, your leaders have led you astray. I mean, this kind of thing has happened over and over and over. And of course, Bob, you and I have talked about stuff that we don't even go into on the air at this point, simply because the information is so deep and we've got to present it very well before people receive what we talk about on this thing. But this is very similar to what happened with the event of about 167 BC during the time of what we know as Hanukkah or the Maccabean Revolt, when the Greek Jews or the Jews who were in Jerusalem at that time essentially handed the temple over to Antiochus Epiphanes. And that resulted in a terrible time of persecution. So I'll leave it at that. Maybe Fritz Springmeier, some of our listeners, will have something to say more along those lines. Fritz might be one of those guys who's got some insight into this, Bob.
He certainly might, we'll try to get into that some more next hour. If it comes up, we've got a lot to talk about with him, so we'll see where we go with that. Of course, we've been working feverishly on setting up the next Free Your Mind conference, which will be in April of 2015, and I want to keep you up to date on that, so definitely keep your eyes and ears open about the next Free Your Mind conference. It just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Right.
If you haven't been to one, you ought to. And Steve, I got to fly you out for this one for sure.
Yeah, I definitely got to go there. And I've been asked to be a ticket holder and an usher at the Free Your Mind Conference, friends.
Nah, we might let you speak.
Oh, you might even let me speak. Well, up next is Bob Tuscan at the Free Your Mind. And don't forget those beef tips and carrot cake.
You're going to introduce me for my next lecture?
I could. Yeah, I might step up there. Who's this guy? Oh, that's Steve Starr's guy. Oh, okay. Glad we finally associated a face with that dude.
Right?
No, it's going to be good. It really will be good. And of course, in the meantime, we're trying to free as many minds as we possibly can here on this network. And of course, everybody doesn't adapt to everybody's worldview. I know that. I understand that. But I think we do agree on human rights. We do agree on the Bill of Rights. We do agree on the way law and government, at least in the United States and other countries, as far as republics go, Bob, how they should be handled. And that's one of the things that I want us to do is major on the majors and minor on the minors. Get after the real problems of what we've seen happen here concerning the banks, concerning the wars, concerning genetically modified foods, concerning chemtrails, concerning events like 9/11, Sandy Hook, the Boston Massacre, you know, these assassinations, all this lie and control of the mass media telling the people things that are just plain lies. And these are the things that we are here to represent and collectively, because I know there are a lot of people who may even be Muslim or of other faiths who say, yeah, you know, we've seen the same stuff and we don't like what we're seeing either. So in the meantime, we can also share our own personal points of view and philosophies and all that.
Did you hear about, you know, the other day when I said every single day this was with Ryan Dawson, who I was interviewing about his new book. And he has a section in his book called Cops and Drugs. And we were talking about the fact that every single day, there's another story about police, cops, doing just the most outrageous things. Outrageous things. And, well, you might make the argument that every single day cops are doing great things, saving people, and so on and so forth. This story that's up on the front page of BobTuscan.com completely exemplifies what I was just talking about. Not the cops doing good things, but the fact that we find stories every single day with little or to no exception of cops doing the most grotesque, nasty, inhumane things because they have authority and they think they can get away with it and they're freaks, I tell you, freaks. Well, what did they do now? What did some cops do now? Let's call the scumbag by his name. Robert Malia Jr. Robert Malia Jr. swore to protect and serve. He was a peace officer, or at least supposed to be one. But a Burlington County jury found he abandoned that oath when he and his former girlfriend repeatedly, him and his girlfriend, repeatedly molested teenagers in the home they shared in Morristown. That's right, this New Jersey cop videotaped himself abusing girls and having sex with cows. Just when I thought it couldn't get more absurd, I can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. The attacks, including a violent sexual assault on an incapacitated bond and blindfolded teenager captured on video, took place just feet from his Morristown police uniform. And, well, this sicko was at least found guilty by the judge and jury. The patrolman and his former girlfriend, Heather Lewis, nursing assistant, preyed upon vulnerable teenage girls whom the couple brought to their residence to escape their difficult home lives, according to the trial testimony. The jury found Malia, 42, and Lewis, 36, of Pemberton Township, guilty of 6 counts of first-degree aggravated sexual assault, as well as multiple counts of sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual contact, and endangering the welfare of a child. They were also found guilty of invasion of privacy. And the story goes on from there. This sicko was also having sex. Moo. And I hope the kids aren't listening right now. I apologize. Maybe this was too graphic, but we are a late night show. Sicko was also having sex with cows. Several cows, in fact. This is a sign. The aberrant, disgusting nature of some of these so-called peace officers.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Testin Show. Steve Starr is here with you, and you know Bob will be joining us in a few minutes. And coming up in the second hour, Fritz Springmeier, who I am very excited to have a chance to talk to. Finally, I've listened to a lot of his interviews, and you know, I have to be honest, I haven't gotten a chance to read all of his books. And I know he has a series of seven on the Illuminati, I believe, and he can correct me if I'm wrong. I've had chances to look through them, and I've never been able to really study them, but here's a man who I think he's paid the price to give you the kind of information that you need to know about the kinds of things. You know, friends, you know, just because we study the darker side of this doesn't mean that we're not looking toward the light. But a good portion of what has to be done is people have to tell you what's happening so that you can see the solutions to get it fixed. And that's a good part of it. And so we're going to have quite a talk with Fritz tonight. And I consider it an honor and a privilege to have him on the show. So I will be very glad to be here with you. And, of course, maybe in the second hour or a third hour as we get into this, we'll take some calls and you can ask some questions if you have those. And we'll get an update from Fritz on what's happening now, because every time I've heard him do a recent interview, he doesn't rest on his accolades. He tells you what's going on in the future and what's coming right now. And that's very important because, you know, I mean, you have to, I mean, you talk about, you know, Pearl Harbor if you want, or the Lusitania or the Titanic. We've done a lot of these shows on history, of course, and, you know, over the years with various guests and hosts and people. But we have to know what's happening right at the moment. And there are things happening right now that are very important, and I'm sure he'll be up to date on some of that. So that is very exciting. I'm glad to be with you here. And a big show for Monday night. Golly, the Cinco de Mayo, huh? I guess. You know, it's kind of interesting, but, you know, Cinco de Mayo, you know, I don't know what to, it's another holiday, I guess, for people. It doesn't really bother me that folks represent their heritage. But I do find it kind of discouraging when people are affected by the fact that they can't also be patriotic or fly Old Glory. I live in a community that's about 35 to 40% Hispanic. And I have a lot of friends and family members, by the way, now, who are Hispanic. I work very closely with a lot of these people. And they're very close friends and brothers and sisters, you know, and everything like that. But, I mean, I also hear from a lot of the older members of the Hispanic community that they want me to tell their story. And they say, tell my story. I'm not interested at all in the influx of this counterculture that's being forced upon us. I've seen what it happens to my family. We've worked very hard to earn a respectable life, to be treated with respect, and to be looked at as honest, hardworking, neighborly people. And they said, you know, no one talks about our life. Our, you know, these are what I call, these are U.S. American citizens. Some of them have been, you know, they may be of, you know, Hispanic or Mexican or Latin American descent, but they've been here for generations and generations, fought in our wars, you know. And down the street, I know I have some Hispanic neighbors and that are pretty cool people, I think. You know, have a very nice house. They take a very good care of it. And today I walked down there and I saw Old Glory hanging out on the goalpost or on the front porch, man. Not the Mexican flag, the U.S. flag. There they are. You know, see, these are the people that sometimes are underrepresented, because we have this idea that everybody, because of culture, wants to vote and think a certain way. Now, who's giving us that idea? Who's creating this cultural clash and difference between people? And we've seen, I have worked in the inner city quite a bit with African-American kids, black kids. I don't like to call them kids. I call them children. You know, I don't even like the word kids. I like children better, but, you know, for sake of nomenclature or whatever. But the point is simply this, that I have seen the counter clash of a social, you know, social upheaval that's implicated and put into position and operation by people who do not mean for everybody to get along. They actually try to create racial differences, and they do that in order to distract people and take over. And we have to wake up to that. That's a plot and a ploy and a plan of the New World Order, and that's the way they operate. So, you know, we know for certain that that is what they like to do with these kinds of things. Now, I have no qualms against people enjoying their heritage, of course. But when it becomes a situation where people feel like they have to pick one side or another, personally, I side with our U.S. American Hispanic population, and many of them who have told me they don't like the Rojos, as they call them, or the Reds. And we do know that this is a Marxist agenda, liberation theology, of course. We know a lot of people are behind it. If you want to see what happens to a country that's destroyed by this, look at what's happened to Mexico and a good portion of Latin America. And they want to bring it here now, too. And, you know, this feeling of we should all be embracing each other, or this idea of not embracing each other, but picking sides on these issues, because the voters and the Democrats think that all these people who are going to come in here are going to vote for them. when I know a lot of Hispanics who are very conservative and don't like the Democrats at all, this is all a mind ploy. Same thing happened with the black community. Anyway, let's see. I don't know if Bob is back with us yet. I know he's going to join us for the second part of the next hour. I just had to get that off my mind. It's been interesting that most of these immigration rallies have taken place on May 1st. This year they didn't, of course, not in any big sizable amount, but a couple of years ago they were having these very large immigration rallies on May 1st, which was prior to Cinco de Mayo, of course, the 5th of May. But May 1st is also the International Day of Communism. It's May Day. You know, isn't that odd that these same kinds of things are deeply rooted in some of the same ideologies that were used to turn upheaval all over Latin America and cause all kinds of problems, things that even we have noticed over the years. I think that this was one of the things that led to the assassination of Pope John Paul I, the first John Paul, who was only pope for 33 days. And he was very much against the idea of the liberation theology and the Marxism that was going on in Latin America at that time. And very oddly, he was at odds with a fellow by the name of he was a Jesuit general at that time, Pedro Arrupe. And he only lasted as pope for 33 days. And very strange incidents, if you want to look into that. It's a very important part of U.S. or world history, actually, as to what happened to him. So there are some bad things that are going on inside of this banner of equality and freedom, and let's all get along and let's respect diversity and all this and that. A lot of people who come to the United States to work legally have done it the right way. I've known many of them and worked with some of them. They've been very close friends and brothers, and so I can consider them brothers that I've actually helped and known very well in the past. And these people are working very, very hard to try to improve the conditions in Mexico. And the way things are going right now, with this idea that we're supposed to embrace immigrants who are coming here illegally, is really counter to the whole process. I know it is counter to the whole process. And it's not helping our own community. And I use my voices, but I won't. But I've had people who've told me, man, let me tell you, I don't like these Rojos. Why is that? I said, well, you know, well, they come in and one of them ran off with my daughter. And next thing I know, she's in Mexico, and she's calling, and she's pregnant, and she needs some money. I said, well, where's your big wealthy boyfriend? Well, he's not coming back to the United States, but I am with the baby, and he may come later. You know, and it's like, you know, he said, I don't like these guys. I've heard this from, he said, tell my story on the radio. And I did, you know, because I've heard a lot of this from a lot of the older community here. They've seen what's happening. It's just like what happens in the black community when they see the cultural war, you know, that takes place there, that's after their kids and their children, their, you know, if you like, and they're wanting to divert these people into different kinds of groups. And there's a lot of drug and counter culture activity. They get tattoos and a lot of things like that. They become a kind of a different group of people after a while. Even their parents have a hard time. And they said, you need to tell my story. But it's not just in any one particular group. Whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians. It's everywhere. You know, and this happens because this younger generation is having a hard time looking up to anything or looking forward with hope to anything. And we want to change that. I really do. You know, I'm not going to try to judge people, but I do want to try to get people's attention about it and see what we can do to correct that. Okay, up next hour, Fritz Springmeier is going to be with us on the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starrs is here with you. Hang with us over the break, and we are going to get a real exciting show going next hour. Be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial